Hello and welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Anshika Mishra. Here's what I bring to you from the world of medicine. Can tobacco and alcohol raise the risk of head and neck cancers? According to a research published in the Journal of Molecular Medicine, consumption of tobacco and alcohol has been linked to rising cases of head and neck cancer, accounting for a 35 times higher risk. When tobacco is smoked or chewed, it exposes the cells in the mouth, throat, and other parts of the head and neck to harmful chemicals. These chemicals can damage the DNA in cells, leading to mutation that can eventually result in cancerous growth. Similarly, alcohol consumption can irritate the cells in the mouth and throat, making them more susceptible to carcinogens. Additionally, alcohol can interfere with the body's ability to metabolize and eliminate these carcinogens, further increasing the risk of cancer. In two case-controlled studies, researchers investigated the link between tobacco and alcohol consumption and head and neck cancer risk. The first study conducted at the ENT department of the University Hospitals of Heidelberg and Gießen included 200 male patients with head and neck squamous cell cancer and 800 matched control subjects. Results showed that 4.5% of patients never smoked, compared to 29.5% of control. Patients had roughly double the tobacco and alcohol consumption of controls, with the highest consumption seen in oropharyngeal cancer patients. Tobacco and alcohol increased cancer risk in a dose-dependent manner and were independent risk factors. Heavy smokers had a relative risk of 23.4.
Are you also aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possess in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code provided or access the link in the description box below.
Early detection crucial for effective treatment of endometriosis, find study. According to experts, early detection is crucial for boosting treatment of endometriosis, which are often dismissed as painful periods. Endometriosis is a condition where tissue similar to the lining inside the uterus or the endometrium grows outside of it. This tissue can be found on ovaries, fallopian tube, or the surface of the uterus and other organs within the pelvis. During the menstrual cycle, this tissue thickens, breaks down, and bleeds. However, because it has no way to exit the body like menstrual blood, it becomes trapped. This can lead to inflammation, scar tissue formation, and severe pain. Although there is currently no known way to prevent endometriosis, early diagnosis and management can help slow down the natural progression of the disease and reduce the long-term burden of its symptom, including possibly the risk of central nervous system pain sensitization, as per the World Health Organization. Can turmeric boost beneficial bacteria in the gut? Researchers from the University of Western Sao Paulo and Sao Paulo State University have found that Lactobacillus bacteria, a common probiotic found in foods such as yogurt, was about 25% more prominent in mice treated with curcumin solution. The findings were published in the International Journal of Pharmaceutics. Curcumin, a compound found in turmeric, has been shown in certain studies to have antimicrobial properties, particularly against harmful bacteria in the gut. By inhibiting the growth of these harmful bacteria, curcumin may create a more favorable environment for the growth and proliferation of beneficial bacteria in the gut. Additionally, curcumin has anti-inflammatory properties, which can help reduce inflammation in the gut and support a healthier microbial balance. While curcumin has gained prominence in treatment to combat inflammatory intestinal disorders, its bioavailability, amount reaching the site of physiological activity, is low when administered orally and even lower in patients with inflammatory conditions such as Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, and others. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for more updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.